USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump telling reporters on the White House lawn he should have a decision next week about the person he wants to be his national security advisor, replacing John Bolton. Now, the president says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo taking on this role until the job is filled. The president says he's got a deep bench of candidates.
He likes the idea of having somebody in there with him, and I do too. I think that we'll have an answer for you. We have 15 candidates. Everybody wants it badly, as you can imagine, and we'll probably next week sometime make that decision.
Turning now to the Democrats, the 10 men and women who want to be president debating for a third time. The event at Texas Southern University in Houston. It's being sponsored by ABC News and Univision, and former Vice President Joe Biden ahead in all of the latest polls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 45 points to close at 27,182, the NASDAQ up almost 25 points, the S&P 500 up almost 9 points. Democrats on Capitol Hill just can't let it go, and they're still dreaming of impeaching President Trump. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Democrats on the panel claim that the vote was necessary to set parameters for how impeachment proceedings would be handled. Chairman of the panel, Democrat Jerry Nadler.
Under the procedures outlined in this resolution, we will hold hearings that allow us to further consider the evidence against the president.
The ranking Republican on the panel, Doug Collins, called it an unnecessary step designed to just keep the word impeachment in the headlines.
Today was simply to get you all here to cover something that is really, frankly, a snooze fest most of the time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 2,000 people still missing right now in the Bahamas since Hurricane Dorian hit as a Cat 5. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
That estimate has been made more than a week after the hurricane swept through the Caribbean island chain. Many are praying that those numbers may include evacuees who fled to shelters. Bahamian Prime Minister Herbert Ninnis made a nationally televised address to establish the priorities.
We will first and foremost put the priority on notifying families and giving them the help they need to grieve.
The Category 5 storm struck the area on September 1st with sustained winds of 185 miles an hour. The Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency reports 5,000 people are in need of water, shelter, or food. Prime Minister Ninnis thanked President Trump, as well as all Americans, for their support and for mobilizing relief efforts. I'm John Clemens.
Turning now to business news, GameStop closing stores due to a slump in sales across the country. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
The CEO of GameStop is defending the company's decision to close up to 200 of its retail stores by the end of the fiscal year. George Sherman tells CNN Business that the gaming industry remains strong, but his company needs to adapt for the future. Streaming games over the internet is becoming more and more popular while physical sales of games is on the decline. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.